Are we rolling? Is this it?
Yep, this is it. We are now live. Welcome to our podcast called Timeline. My name is Tim.
Hello, my name is Charlie. Did I say that really weird? My name is Charlie. You can start that again.
Oh, that was quite nice though. is this rolling?
Oh, all right. Well, hi, I'm Charlie. I don't actually say my name like that. My name is Charlie.
This podcast we've been wanting to start now for the past couple of months, and I'm super excited to bring this to you. It is called Timeline because the idea is that we want to talk to a lot of creatives, even between ourselves, but some of our friends, some of our network, talk about their journeys and how they got there. I think it's super interesting when you're a young creative in the industry, or if you're at school, or even if you're wanting to do this as a side hustle. It's really cool to see how people have cultivated what their passions are right now, how they got there, the struggles, the wins, and the successes that come with it.
Yeah. There's so much that can be done in today's society through media, through your own, like carving out your own personal brand. And so I think it'd be interesting to know about what that means, what that entails, like coming from someone who's freelance and coming from someone who's working in corporate, and how you can kind of piece it all together.
Yeah, 100%. I am actually really excited about this because we have been talking for a couple of months, and I remember even maybe 3 months ago, we would have went on a walk and be like, right, what should we name our podcast? We need to start this tomorrow. And because of my background and working in design and working at agencies and understanding how much like a name, branding, and doing this right really mattered, then it was always kind of on our minds. And then it got pushed back because we couldn't think of a name. And then we thought of some names that were actually ridiculous, and then it kept going back and forth, and then Timeline popped up, and then I thought, right, we need to sit on that for a couple of weeks just to make sure that's the right name. A couple of weeks turned into a couple of months, and then
things happen.
Yeah. But no, I think it's going to be really exciting, especially when we can start interviewing other people. And I'm actually really excited to hear about your journey and what got you to where you are right now, and some of the like hurdles you have to go through to get to where you are now. I think similar to me, a lot of people know me probably for my YouTube videos, my online presence. I have a small following, not a massive one, but either way there's a following there. But a lot of people don't actually know what happens behind the scenes, how you got to where you are right now. Some people actually don't even know that I dropped out of school, and I'm still winning from my standpoint, and I'm still really enjoying what I'm doing right now. And I don't actually think that'd be possible without them hurdles that I had to go through.
No, I think that's really cool. I think we were not struggling, but we obviously, a podcast name is quite important to the podcast, but we kind of ended up with Timeline and kept coming back to it. We were thinking, like I said, for a couple of months on what it should be. But I think Timeline is a really nice name, kind of encapsulates not just like it's part of like Premiere and building an edit, but it's also like the timeline of your own personal journey and like the personal journeys of people that we know and we kind of want to have on this podcast and kind of talk to and understand like what they've been going through and where they want to end up and the journey that they've had through their careers. Most of the time it's probably going to be creative. We might have other people on to talk about their own timelines, but I guess we'll see down the line.
Yeah, I think either way, if you are not a creative or if you are a creative, this kind of applies to a lot of people because we're not just talking about creative journeys. Yes, it will be heavily involved with people with either a photography background, music background, or a video background, them kind of likes. But essentially, a lot of it is to do with business as well, how they've gone around with their business and how they approach people, how they contact people, communicate with others. So if you aren't a creative, don't tune off just yet. There is a lot of juicy stuff to come in terms of business. I deal a lot with business myself in terms of like invoicing, how to contact clients, accountancy stuff. So a lot of that is applicable to a lot of different fields. That's not just creative. And I know a lot of people that are creatives, side hustle and freelance and that kind of stuff is still, if you're in a corporate job and you have something you want to do on the side, all these things kind of intertwine and are applicable to everyone.
Yeah, I think we're really excited and hope that whoever's listening out there, you'll get some positive things from this and the chats that Tim and I are having currently in our kitchen. will, yeah, I think both of us just want to inspire people and just show that, you know, you can kind of do anything if you put your mind to it. And that's, yeah, that's, I think, what I want to get at, and just go through like the journey from, I guess, school all the way through uni, if you go to uni, and then when you start your career, kind of what you have to do at the start of your career through to not necessarily the end of it, but I guess what you want to be doing full time that makes you happy. I think that's what you hear so many people say. If you, what's that saying? If you don't, if you have a job that you love, you never work a day in your life. That's so cliche, but.
Oh, I don't know what the phrase is now. Do you want me?
It's something like that.
If you enjoy what you do, then, oh yeah, it's something like that. It's like, if you love what you, oh, what is it actually?
I think it's like, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, which is kind of true.
That, you'll get it if you, you, everyone knows that phrase.
Yeah. But right now in my life, I'm currently working as a digital producer in London for a company. And then you are freelancing.
Yeah. So if you have never heard of either of us, welcome to Tim Chung and Charlie Firth's life. I am a freelance designer, creative in London. I do a lot of different things. I do videography, photography, and graphic design. Those are my key three sources of income, let's say. I've had the pleasure of working for so many different clients, so many different individuals in the past couple of years. And that's basically it.
And I think what we're talking about is we'll probably do episodes on our individual journeys in a couple of episodes time. But yeah, like how long have you been freelancing, just so people know?
Yeah, so I've been freelancing now for over 3 years. I guess officially freelancing for 3 years in London, and then prior to that, probably freelancing now for maybe 6 years in total.
Yeah. And then I've been working, I graduated 2012, for all those of you who want to work at my age. But
oh, she's old.
I've been working since then, properly in London since 2013. So that's, yeah, 7 years in this industry. So I think we have a bit of experience between us. So that's, yeah, at least 10 to 15 years. I can't do maths, but we've got a lot of experience between us. And, you know, both being in London, we've, you know, I've been in London now, yeah, like 6-7 years. You moved to London from Belfast, which I think is really exciting. And yeah, I love it. I think we both love London. It's a really amazing city, and it's full of people. I think our lives have kind of been changed by the people that we've met living here. And I'm really excited for people to come on and have their chats, and for us to hopefully entertain some people.
Oh yeah, we'll I'm super excited. We have some of these chats just off in the background when we're sitting in the evening. And I think a lot of this is super interesting, just to hit record and like publish and tell people what we're chatting about.
We also, fun fact, first met at a podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Event.
It's quite funny actually how it's kind of all come around.
So we met at, if any of you guys remember Filler, which if you're anyone who's similar to us in terms of what you watch online, what you kind of listen to online, you've probably heard of Filler. So that was a podcast that was around...
What year was it?
2015, 16?
15 maybe, I don't know, can't remember. 15, probably 15. Yeah. I've been here 5 years.
Yeah.
Let's say 2015.
Yeah. Yeah, 2015 I think was when they did a... They basically did a show in East London at a coffee shop, and we both met there, and we met a few people there, but I think...
I don't speak to anyone.
No, I don't.
I can't even remember anyone.
I think there was a few people we met, but somehow Tim and I kind of stuck around, and yeah, we met up afterwards. I was working at YouTube at the time, so came over to YouTube, and then I think that was when you were on YouTube at that time, weren't you?
Yeah, I think I had like 100 subscribers or something silly. That's when that was initially when I moved to London, and then I had like 100 subscribers. I was listening to this podcast called Filler, as Charlie just mentioned. And basically when they had a live event, I thought, right, going to try to network, meet people, meet cool people that might be interested in what I'm interested in, but also maybe some cool video people that I can start making vlogs with. Even though looking back now, my vlogs were absolutely terrible. So actually, I forgot to say, I have a YouTube channel, and if you're here on this podcast, it might mean that you watch my YouTube videos and then now you're listening to this. So thanks so much for coming along and for this journey.
What a journey. I know. Since then, you've done so much in 5 years, and it is kind of cool to like look back. We look back every now and then in the flat on like videos that, you know, if we've been traveling or somewhere, or if you've done something cheesy. You want to like look back. It's not, I don't think it's cheesy. It's history.
It is history, but it's actually so, it's really good. I keep all my footage. So I literally have every outtake and bit that no one has ever seen. And I think it's so cool. One day, imagine when I'm like in my 40s and then we just sit in front of the TV or something and then you just pull up all these old clips. Do you remember that day we went to this podcast? Oh, I can see you in the background in this footage that no one else has seen, or oh, there's that photo no one else has ever seen in their life.
Yeah. Storage. That's an episode podcast in its own.
Storage costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But yeah. Okay. So I think for now, this is only going to be a short episode for those who are listening. Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. And we do have some socials out there.
So right now you can find us on all the platforms that you normally listen your podcasts from. So definitely subscribe to anywhere that you listen to. I guess most people probably it's Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
In terms of socials, we're on Instagram and we're going to keep Instagram for now because it's manageable. We might start a Facebook and Twitter down the line, but yeah. I think we both love Instagram. So it just makes sense to pop on Instagram. What we're going to post there is a lot of maybe behind the scenes of what we're doing, some funny photos of each other, and then a little snippet, a little preview, I guess, of what might come when we record an episode.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. And even like putting out polls and stuff out there, see what people want to hear. But I think we've got a really, well, we've got some solid episodes, I think, that we want to talk about. I think for us, it's just about, as Tim said, like starting it as is with everyone in the creative industry. It's always like actually doing the thing and just putting it out there. Important thing.
That's another episode.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of creatives, I'm sure if you're listening, you're creative. You can completely understand where I'm saying, where you want to start a project, but that project never kicks off because you're like, I don't want to take the first step to actually make it happen.
Mm.
But we're taking the first step to make this happen. So it's happening, guys.
Yeah, it might not be perfect, but I think
Done is better than perfect.
And we've got some stuff to talk about. So yeah. As Tim said, please stick around if you want to hear more. We're excited for what's to come.
Okay, that's it from us. I hope you guys have an awesome day wherever you're listening to this.
Yep.
Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back with you shortly.
Yep, catch you guys later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.